Hey guys, this is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. Hey, I wanted to make a quick video about an article I wrote recently. The title of the article is How Good Guys Can Turn Into Chronically Unhappy Husbands. Because I'm an expert on that subject, I got to write an article about it. And real briefly, I just wanted to explain it clear here in the video. The chronically unhappy husband thing is kind of a misnomer, because when you look at the guys who are chronically unhappy, and if I take my case, nobody would actually know. Nobody would actually know I was chronically unhappy. They saw the parties and the house and the job and the pretty wife and all the stuff, all the trimmings that go with what seems to be a normal life. But when I write articles about good guys becoming chronically unhappy husbands, I'm trying to look at the seedy underbelly of what goes on when a man is secretly not very happy. To all appearances outside, at work, at play, he's doing just great. But when there's missing affection, there's missing communication, there's missing intimacy, and there's missing confidence, there's a missing sense of manliness, a missing sense of purpose and clarity about your life and where you're going. There's a lot of really successful men out there who I get to meet all the time who are setting the world on fire in all appearances, but inside their heart they know they can be more, they can do more, they can have more when it comes to their romantic, committed, and intimate relationships. But we hide out. We hide out because we're a success to everyone else and everywhere else. We appear to be doing just fine, but we're chronically unhappy because we know we're not living up to our capabilities. We know there's something missing in us. There's something wrong with the way that we're showing up in relationship. There's something we're not getting about women, about sex, about romance, about intimacies of all type. And when we don't know that, we fake it. And when we fake it, we get chronically unhappy. We're living a secret. Like I said, the rest of the world thinks we're doing just great and we can go for decades, which is my story. I got to go decades pretending that I was living the dream, when really my dream was to live deeper and more meaningfully and with more purpose and more direction. And I didn't get to do that. I played shallow. And so that's how I became chronically unhappy. And the secret to getting out of this is realizing later in life that happiness actually had nothing to do with being loved, with being given sex, with having parties, with moving, buying houses. Happiness actually had nothing to do with that, because I was missing happiness within. And the point of my video today is that there is nothing a man could do to make his marriage more enjoyable or more happy or more rewarding than to find his own happiness, to find out his reason for being and why, instead of looking to others to fill our vessel of appreciation and affection and approval and getting people to like us and touch us and have sex with us, is the shallowest form of personal happiness. And what I'd like to invite you to do is consider having a conversation with a guy who's been through the mill, who understands that. If you're a guy who knows you can have more and be more and live deeper and more meaningfully, I'd love to have a conversation with you. So give me a call. Just go to Steve at Good Guys to Great Men, and we can talk more about that empty vessel that is not getting filled up inside you, even though the rest of the world thinks that it is. Thanks for watching today, and have a great day. Bye-bye.